From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Bells toll as Pope Francis makes his way to the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. Here is where the pontiff will elevate to sainthood Junipero Serra, the 18th century friar who brought Catholicism to California. The mass is also attended by hundreds of U.S. bishops dressed in all white. Francis has been giving Americans a glimpse of his personal warmth and his courage in facing tough issues during his first full day in the U.S. NPR's Craig Windham says it was a day that started with a visit to the White House.
President Obama greeted the pontiff in a ceremony on the South Lawn. The Pope spoke of his immigrant roots.
As the son of an immigrant family, I'm happy to be a guest in this country.
A country, he said, which was largely built by immigrants. Then Francis, riding in an open-sided Pope-mobile, was cheered by throngs of people. At St. Matthew's Cathedral, Francis prayed with hundreds of bishops and spoke through an interpreter of the Catholic Church's sex abuse scandal.
We have to hope that such crimes will never repeat themselves.
The Pope praised the bishops for their commitment to bringing healing to the victims of abuse. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
European Union President Donald Tusk said it is critical that European countries end their squabbling over migrants and agree on a concrete plan, as he put it. The hard fact, he says, is that millions of potential refugees, not thousands, may try to reach Europe from the Middle East. Tusk is hosting an emergency EU summit on the migrant crisis. The head of Volkswagen has stepped down. This comes as Europe's largest automaker is embroiled in a scandal over the falsification of U.S. emissions tests. We have more on this from NPR, Sonari Glinton.
In a statement, Martin Winterkorn denied knowledge of the deceit, but took responsibility. Volkswagen needs a fresh start, also in terms of personnel, says its now former CEO. I am clearing the way for this fresh start with my resignation. Even before what's become the largest scandal in the 78-year history of Volkswagen, Martin Winterkorn was on shaky ground. The company had failed to meet expectations, and when it was discovered that VW had created software to cheat on emissions tests, the stock took a plummet, losing nearly 30% of its value. The company faces $18 billion in fines and criminal investigations in several countries. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
U.S. stocks were trading moderately lower today. Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 50 points at 16,280. NASDAQ was down 4 to settle at 4753. S&P 500 also down 4 to end the day at 1939. This is NPR News. Baseball great Yogi Berra, the Hall of Fame catcher for the New York Yankees, has died at his home in New Jersey at the age of 90. NPR's Don Gagne has this remembrance.
Sometimes a ballplayer is more than just a ballplayer, even a Hall of Fame Yankee who won more World Series rings than any player in history. Yogi Berra was the son of Italian immigrants. Maybe you didn't know that he was a World War II veteran and was part of the Allied forces at Normandy on D-Day. There was that time Brooklyn's Jackie Robinson successfully stole home around Yogi's tag in the 55 World Series. It's an iconic moment in baseball history. Decades later, Yogi would autograph black and white photos of the play, adding the words, "Sorry, he was out." Yogi liked to mangle cliches. "It ain't over till it's over. If you see a fork in the road, take it." I'll end with this. We won't see his kind again. Don Gagne, NPR News.
Authorities reportedly have found the body of another victim of the wildfires in Northern California, bringing the death toll to 6 so far. They found the person's remains last night in the rubble of a fire that burned 118 square miles of a community about 100 miles north of San Francisco. A search continues elsewhere in Lake County for another man who is still unaccounted for. Prosecutors are charging a 21-year-old man with a series of shootings along a highway in the Phoenix, Arizona area. They say Leslie Allen Merritt Jr. faces 16 counts, including aggravated assault that left one person injured. Investigators say they believe Merritt may have carried out as many as 11 attacks. Dow is off 50 points before the close. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.